Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. The tax deadline is approaching. Take a small action for your future and talk to your financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio app.
A rural taxi scheme that brought people to over 500 hospital appointments in the past year has come to an end due to a lack of funding. The Leitrim Community Car Scheme was run by local volunteers and described as a lifeline for elderly rural dwellers, many of whom now fear having to leave their homes or communities to be closer to vital health services. Well, Drive Time's John Cook took to the roads of Leitrim to find out more, and he's with me now. So how does this scheme, how did it work, John?
It's a very simple but effective idea, Cormac. People living in remote areas of the county could call up the Leitrim Volunteer Centre or be referred there by a GP or public health nurse. Voluntary drivers would take them to scheduled medical appointments at hospitals in Sligo or Galway and Dublin and bring them home again. And locals told me the service was initially provided by the local Link Rural Transport Service. Civil Defence volunteers kept it going during the COVID pandemic. And then the Leitrim Volunteer Centre stepped in to fill the void last year, arranging transport for 533 hospital appointments over a 14-month period up until this summer. When I met manager Josephine Stroker at their office in Carrick and Shannon, she explained that many of their bookings came from remote parts of Leitrim, where you'd do well to see a bus or a taxi.
No, some of the people were living in very rurally isolated areas, and I remember going to pick up somebody myself when there wasn't a volunteer driver available, and I was just amazed because I had to drive for at least a half mile. There was grass growing in the middle of the road, and some of the bushes were coming out. You know, there's no way you could get a bus down there. It's impossible. Mm-hmm. So you would definitely need a car. There was no neighbours around this man. Mm-hmm. And that would be common. You know, that wasn't just one particular isolated, you know, individual.
This service allowed people to stay in their homes and maintain their health and some independence as well. I know the service has stopped. Why?
Well, we were hoping that we would get some funding from the HSE or some government departments. We felt we were saving a lot of money in terms of using volunteers. It was just cost price. Volunteers were giving up their time. We'll say, for instance, a journey to Galway, if you use a taxi, would at least cost 200 euros. And that wouldn't include the waiting time. A volunteer, they were happy enough to, you know, wait for the few hours.
So you would give them expenses about 70 euro a day, you were telling me, if they went to Galway, to cover the mileage, to cover the fuel, to cover food if they were gone all day, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
Instead of a 200 euro taxi, which, let's face it, wouldn't wait outside the hospital for your client either. You say the service cost about 20,000 euro for the year.
Yeah.
And nobody could give you that funding.
So that's what it actually cost us for 14 months, and nobody could give us that.
And that's Josephine Stroker of the Leitrim Volunteer Centre. Now, 20,000 euro is a lot of money, but it sounds like a relatively modest figure for this service, John.
For over a year as well, Cormac, that's what I thought. And though the Leitrim Volunteer Centre says they'd have liked extra funding too for a staff member to administrate the scheme for driver rotas and training, etc., it still represents what was described as extraordinary value for money in the Dáil when it was put to the Taoiseach by Sligo Leitrim TD Marian Harkin, who told Leo Varadkar the scheme has saved the state an estimated 111,000 euro in hospital and health transport in just over a year. Now that it's gone, she said many people in Leitrim have been left stranded. People like retired nurse Kathleen Jennings, who I met at her home in Rooskey, and she dreads ever having to give up her independence. But she availed of the Leitrim Community Car Scheme many times to bring her to the Mater in Dublin for back surgery and heart checks, as well as several appointments, as she explained.
I just made a phone call and it was all organised for me, and I was picked up at my door and taken to the hospital, and they waited for me to bring me back home again. And that happened every time I needed to go to Dublin,
both
for surgery and for the injections and for post-operative checkups as well. I couldn't have gone on my own, and I don't have family here. I had to walk with a stick, and I would have had to carry a bag, and I would have been scared.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like a great service, especially when you have a friendly driver waiting for you when those appointments are over to bring you home again to Leitrim.
Absolutely. They were all absolutely wonderful people. So patient, so kind. And really, living in Leitrim, when we don't have a bus service or a train service door to door, we need this service.
When you heard it was gone, I know you made donations towards it, you said, but due to funding and other issues, it's no longer available now. How does that make you feel?
Well, I feel very annoyed about it. Very worried about it, actually, because if I ever have to go back up to Dublin for treatment, I don't know how I would get there. I really don't. So I think the government needs to open the purses and give the grant to the people who need it down in Leitrim. Mm-hmm. We don't have a great public service here. We don't have much service here at all.
Well, from Kathleen Jennings in Rooski, I travelled next to Carrigallen in County Leitrim to meet retired graphic designer Tony Fahey, a native of Dublin who made Leitrim his home over 40 years ago. He runs the local folk music club, but he's struggling to get around now because he's waiting for two hip replacements and has heart problems. It was even more challenging for him then to get 39 radiotherapy appointments over 8 weeks in Galway recently, 120 kilometres away, because he was diagnosed with prostate cancer. Thankfully, his local councillor put Tony in touch with the Leitrim Community Car Scheme, he said.
It is a struggle as it is, but when you know you're leaving the front door here and you're in a car, and when you get out of it, you're at your appointment, 122 miles away or kilometres, that's a big thing because you're relaxed when you arrive. Okay. Twice a week, they pick me up here at the door and they pick me up and go all the way back.
And you told me your son and daughter are bringing you to so many appointments, you don't expect them to be taking 8 weeks off work, or you don't want to keep calling on them, you want some independence. But buses, taxis, would they be available?
No, taxis, no. But, well, there are the odd buses, maybe to Cavan or to Longford, local places, once a day, sometimes twice a week. But certainly not to Galway.
Well, I hope your health continues to improve after those 8 weeks of radiotherapy in Galway, which the Leitrim Community Car Scheme was able to get you through all those appointments. I know you're heading for the Mater in Dublin this week, and next there'll be more appointments to come. When you heard that there's no longer a Leitrim Community Car Service, it's finished, what did you think?
No, I thought it was calamitous would be the word I would use, because there is not an alternative, and it means that you're in pain. And if you're in pain, nobody else can relate to that, only you and those who've had the pain. I know that the voluntary service here that Leitrim has is absolutely essential, and I wouldn't have been able to go to Galway if I hadn't had it. In rural Ireland, it's essential. You just have to have it. You can't live without it, I'm afraid.
And that's Tony Fahey in Carrigallen, but this isn't just an issue for elderly rural dwellers, is it, John?
No, the lack of transport connectivity is an issue for others without a car or unable to drive through illness, Cormac. According to Lola Gonzalez, who I met in Carrick and Shannon, she works alongside Josephine, the manager at the Leitrim Volunteer Centre. And Lola had a member of her family going through cancer treatment recently, and she told me it caused a lot of extra worries, including travel problems and financial burdens.
We started treatment and we had an operation to think about, and we had to use local transport, but it was very hard.
So you were going from Leitrim to Galway and Sligo,
yes,
for hospital,
yes,
appointments.
Exactly. So it was hard because you basically had to spend a whole day traveling to get to Sligo, not to Sligo, to Galway.
How much would it cost to travel to Galway, say, for an appointment for you?
Well, I think on the bus, it would probably be about 70, I would say. But if you took a taxi, definitely well over 200 euros.
Okay. Yeah. And sometimes you might have to do that to get there in time, or book a hotel, which is even
exactly,
more.
Exactly. Which may cost more than if you're staying in a hotel, mm-hmm, one or two nights, depending on what time your appointment is, mm-hmm, and if you can get back in one day.
Josephine, you believe where there is a will, there is a way here. But there is another scheme happening just like this in a place, I would say, where they have better public transport, in Fingal County Council in Dublin. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so there's a fantastic scheme operated in Fingal County Council in partnership with the local Link and Go Car, and they've recently launched a pilot community car service and is now operational in Howth and Skerries. And they have two electric vehicles that have been provided for this pilot initiative, which recognises Fingal's commitment to climate change action.
You could do it in Leitrim, I'd say, you're
absolutely
thinking.
Absolutely. Yeah, we could do it. We could do the very same in Leitrim. No problem at all. Probably for a lot less. We're happy to do so. So I'm looking to the Department of Transport to help us with that.
Well, that's Josephine Stroker and Lola Gonzalez at the Leitrim Volunteer Centre. Any government response in this one, John?
Well, just briefly, Cormac, I checked with Leitrim County Council to see if they could follow the example that Josephine mentioned there in Fingal in Dublin. Leitrim County Council says they're not a transport authority. They don't have the funding, but they've asked the Department of Transport for it. I wrote to the department too, along with the National Transport Authority. But the word back this evening is not good for those we've heard from in Leitrim. In a one-line statement to Drive Time, the National Transport Authority says it's not in a position to provide funding for the Leitrim Community Car Scheme at this time, Cormac.
Okay, John Cook reporting from Leitrim there. Drivetime@rte.ie is the email address if you want to get in touch with an issue affecting your community.